Don't you love it when a plan comes together? I want to talk about Daniel in the lion's den. Daniel is in trouble because he's such a great guy. He's excellent at what he does, and the king wants to put him in charge of everything. And so the other leaders conspire together, and here's what it says. They realize they cannot make any accusation against him in accordance with any wrongdoing, so they say it has to be in accordance with the law of his God. Now, this is what the writer wants you to see, is that the law of God is in contrast with the law of the Medes and the Persians. So they get the king to agree to a law according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be changed, that no one can pray to any god or any person except the king for 30 days. Daniel goes to his house and he prays. Now, this is what it says. He goes in and the windows are open facing Jerusalem. Daniel has a law of God that also cannot be changed. In fact, it's more solid than the law of the Medes and the Persians, which, when the king wants to get out of the accusation against Daniel that he must be thrown into the lion's den, because that's the penalty. If you disobey the law, you get thrown into the lion's den. So, of course, Daniel is caught and they accuse him before the king. The king has to put Daniel in the lion's den, even though he's the favorite. Daniel is the one he wants to build his kingdom with. He would love to be able to change that law. And they remind him this law cannot be changed. And so this was a safeguard to monarchs not to just make frivolous laws, which Darius in this case doesn't pay attention to. But here's the point. The law of God actually cannot be changed. And the law of God trumps man's law. The law of God is more certain, more sure than what man says is going to happen. Man says, if you don't follow our law, you will not survive. You will be destroyed. God's law says God can deliver you. He's higher than man's law. And this is the contrast that the writer here brilliantly puts in. The contrast between the law of God and the law of the Medes and the Persians. Then also, there's a contrast between the opening of the windows and the shutting of the lion's mouths. Daniel is thrown into the lion's den, and the cave itself is shut with a stone. The king comes the next morning to say, Daniel, has the God whom you continually serve, has he been able to deliver you? And he says that God sent an angel who shut the lion's mouths. I'm here to say to you, if you keep your windows to heaven open, he will shut the lion's mouths. Here's another thing that's kind of interesting. This is all in Aramaic in the Bible. And one of the differences between Aramaic and Hebrew, the idiom for accusation is rather neat. In Aramaic, it's to eat parts of you. When somebody wants to make an accusation, they're actually eating a part of you. The ones who wanted to eat parts of Daniel are thrown into the lion's den, and they themselves are eaten. The contrast between the enemies of God and God's power on behalf of the one that is faithful. Because this is the point. Daniel has believed God, but also he's been faithful. The same word is used. To be faithful and to have faith is the same word. It's just two sides of the same coin in Hebrew and in Aramaic. And I want you to know, if you're faithful, then you will have faith and God will move. God moves on behalf of those who are faithful to him. God is looking for a man of faith who's also a faithful man. And I'm saying this to you. It's not just that Daniel has faith. He's also faithful. He's also free from the accusations of any wrongdoing. The only thing they can accuse him of is being godly. You've heard this before, that if you were on trial for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? I want to take it beyond that. Are you living a life of faith, a life of faithfulness, that is actually causing you to get into trouble with other people because they mind the standard that you're setting. They mind the godliness that you have because it's making them look bad. And they accuse you. They take your righteousness and they want to accuse you as if it's wrong. I'm saying to you, stay faithful. God will deliver you from those lions. God will deliver you from those who want to destroy you. It happened with Daniel. It'll happen to you. Be blessed.